quarterback Carson Wentz has spent this Thursday making the rounds at Radio Row, doing television appearances, giving out personalized Gatorade bottles, and throwing a couple of passes. He joins us now. Carson, hope you're having a great offseason. Tell us about Radio Row and your thoughts the first time visiting that craziness.
It's pretty cool. You know, it's quite the show, quite the production down here in Houston. But, you know, it's really cool. You can tell how many people and how many fans this game really has.
You've done a great job on the air, Carson. Comfortable for you to answer the questions and rehash 2016?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. They're not always fun because, you know, I wish we were still playing. But at the end of the day, it's kind of all part of it. So, it's been good.
Carson, what's it been like for you to have an off season after, you know, a year ago you were preparing for the draft, you were really immersed in the game of football? What has this time been like for you?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's been different. You know, I never really had an opportunity like this, you know, to have a whole month, you know, away and have free time to just kind of rest, relax, and recover. But it's been good. You know, it's been good, you know, getting the mind, getting the body right, and kind of chomping at the bit to get back and you know, start training and working out. Obviously, it's the first, like I said, it's the first time I've really had time quite like this, but I'm enjoying it.
Carson, we were in Mobile, Alabama last week, and we saw the memories of Carson Wentz from North Dakota State in that town. Did you watch any of the practices or the game at all, and how much did that experience help you?
Yeah, I saw a couple of the practices, just a little bit here and there, and some of the highlights. But it's kind of crazy, you know, seeing those at my house now, and realizing that was just a year ago. You know, what a difference a year makes, and just knowing what all of those guys that are there are going through, and you know, the process, it's kind of wild, you know. But it's quite the blessing to really be able to see, you know, where I am now, and you know, like I said, how different a year is.
Before we talk about football, let's talk about your dogs. And I know you've got Jersey and Henley, golden retrievers. You gave some pups away. What has that experience been like, taking care of these tender, beautiful little animals?
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, these the little puppies have been they've been a blast. You know, and now having, you know, keeping my own. Obviously, I've already raised one, Henley. She's only four, but now going through it again, it's just fun. You know, as you know, I love dogs and being around them, getting to work with Jersey and train him to be, you know, hopefully a really good hunting dog. It's fun. It's a fun process, and it gets me away from everything else going on in life and just kind of get to enjoy spending time with them.
Carson, what is on the to-do list for you as far as football goes? Did the coaching staff give you a list of things to work on in the off months?
Kind of, sort of. You know, it's just really all about just getting more efficient and just being more consistent with everything. You know, and I'll be heading to Southern Cal, which has already been reported, you know, to work with Adam Dato and Tom House and kind of just work through some things. You know, nothing really crazy, but just, you know, same type of stuff I've been doing for a long time for the most part. You know, just always trying to get better, trying to, you know, be more consistent, like I said. And then also, you know, just getting in the weight room and getting bigger, faster, stronger. You know, it's not rocket science. You know, it's just about putting in the time and the effort and just continually to try and get better. But now it's also, there's, you know, the watching the film side of it as well and kind of evaluating your play throughout the season and all of that and kind of rehashing some things and taking mental notes of where you can be better and all that. So there's a lot that goes into it, but I enjoy doing it.
What is the next step for this team to go from 7-9 into the playoffs?
It's just to keep being consistent. You know, I think, you know, we all realized we were really close in a lot of these ball games. Like, we were right there in pretty much all of them, and we had chances, and we got to find ways to win these close games. You know, and I think, you know, we got a young team. You know, and we're all kind of growing together, and I think it's just going to be just spending the time together and putting in the work, and I don't think we're far off by any means. You know, I think we got a lot of work to do, but at the same time, I don't think we're far.
Carson, have you watched the playoffs, and if so, what have the thoughts that you've had going through your head?
Yeah, I followed them. I followed the playoffs, and quite honestly, it's been frustrating. You know, just knowing that I'm at home watching them on my couch while there's other teams still playing. But, you know, it's good football. You know, you can tell there's good quarterback play is happening, and two of the best are in the Super Bowl. So, you know, that's a standard I want to hopefully get to sooner than later.
When will we see you in Philadelphia again?
I've been there for a while, actually. I just came from there to come down to Houston, but I'll be kind of all over the place. But obviously we'll be seeing you in April when OTAs are rolling.
Enjoy the rest of the off season here. I hope you enjoy Super Bowl weekend, and hopefully in a year's time, we're all going to be in the same place preparing for the big game. I think that's everybody's goal, right? We want to get to the Super Bowl next year.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Carson Wentz, thanks so much for joining us.